You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is David Christensen, Senior Director of Congressional Affairs at the Family Research Council. As we learned late last week, President Obama went through on his promise today to ease the federal restrictions on embryonic stem cell research. You may remember early on in his administration, President Bush allowed federal funding but only for existing stem cell lines, saying it was unethical to spend taxpayer dollars to fund the destruction of human embryos in the hope that there may be some scientific progress. And David, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Craig. I appreciate it.
So President Obama today says he was faced with the same dilemma as President Bush was, and that was whether the potential promise of embryonic stem cell research outweighed the moral concerns about the destruction of human life at one of the earliest stages, although he certainly didn't use that terminology. But he decided that scientific potential needed to win the day here. What's your reaction?
Well, we're huge supporters of stem cell research, and particularly that which is treating patients now. I've met patients treated for heart disease, diabetes. One patient 2 weeks ago, it was announced there was a study that showed improvement in a Parkinson's patient. Unfortunately, President Obama did not, in his address today, advance stem cell research that is treating patients using adult stem cells or cord blood stem cells. What he did is he focused on lifting the restrictions from the Bush administration to really open the doors to using federal taxpayer money to create en masse embryos for destructive research, as well as human cloning and human animal hybrids. Those have not been used to treat anybody, and so we're really disappointed. We think that there's other legislation in Congress should pass to prioritize the research to increase the kind of stem cell research that are treating patients now.
David, one of the arguments made by Obama and others who are in favor of his move today is that because of the limited federal funding available for the past several years, we just don't know what this science is capable of achieving as opposed to the adult stem cells, which have a much better track record at this point. How much validity should we give that argument about the funding?
Well, $40 million a year under the Bush administration on embryonic stem cells for those lines that were approved is not chump change, number one. Number two, there are no treatments in humans with embryonic stem cell research. What you have, actually, is adult stem cells treating patients, increasing the kind of the number of diseases really treated. Clinical trials are expensive, and that's where we think the money can go. And I should also note that in the last 2 years, scientists have been able to reprogram regular or normal cells back into embryonic-like stem cells. And they've been able to do that. They've now done it over 200 new, they call them pluripotent stem cells. They've created over 200 of these stem cell lines without the use of embryos. And, I mean, the creator of Dolly, the clone sheep, had gotten a license in Britain to do human cloning. And he said, you know, I'm not going to do that anymore. This pluripotent stem cell stuff is much more efficient, and that's the route he's taking. So, you know, there's a debate over whether or not, you know, embryonic research or cloning should be legal. It is perfectly legal. The Bush administration was funding it at about $40 million a year for the certain embryonic stem cell lines. And we're saying, look, you've got patients being treated out there. Why don't we continue to increase the number of patients who are receiving this kind of treatments? And this is using adult stem cells, cord blood stem cells, stem cells from patients' own bodies. So that's really, in a sense, where the science is going, and we think that's really the direction that federal taxpayer money should go. Obviously, President Obama doesn't agree. We think Congress should put patients first and instead of the debates that really have become moot over using embryos.
David, follow up on that point if you can. If, in fact, the science has proven both in privately funded research and relatively generous taxpayer dollars over the past 7 or 8 years, that's not as effective as adult stem cells, then what else is perhaps behind this? Why is it such a huge priority when the results don't necessarily back up the need for this?
Well, I think some of it is that it was a huge debate back in starting in 1998 and 2000 through 2001 when embryonic stem cells were the rage. And I don't think that pressure, so to speak, to fund this research has changed. I mean, scientists don't don't want restrictions on the kind of research they can do. They definitely want federal funding to do the kind of research they want to do. But, you know, we have to, as a society, put certain moral boundaries around the kind of things we fund. We don't fund using fetuses. Congress did just a couple years ago passed a fetal farming ban. So, you know, the debate is something where you see the scientists, even James Thompson, who first discovered human embryonic stem cells in 98, has said, as he created these new pluripotent stem cell lines, he said, you know, it's nice to start a new field and then end it. Now, he ideologically doesn't agree with me over the value of human embryos, but you have top scientists saying this new line of research gets away from the moral dilemma, and this is a way that we can go. You see a number of scientists, even three studies in the last 2 weeks, coming out with these pluripotent stem cell lines. We think that that's the direction we should go. Obviously, I think President Obama, for political reasons, you know, had promised to overturn the Bush's policy, and frankly, you know, he made good on that promise today.
Last 20 seconds, real quickly here, David. The president says he's not in favor of cloning embryos in terms of bringing them to full term. Where does that fall on the ethical line?
Well, he wants to create human embryos, cloned embryos for research, and he said not to full term, meaning reproductive cloning. You know, the United States is part of a UN declaration against all forms of human cloning. Canada has outlawed it. France has outlawed it. Germany has outlawed it. These, you know, and President Obama has basically taken a position that is more radical than countries that are not typically thought to have as conservative views as the United States. So that just shows the kind of research that he's willing to get United States taxpayers to participate in. We don't agree with that. So we'll continue to try to advocate the kind of stem cell research that are treating patients that we're seeing benefits in. We think that really is the best way that we all should be able to agree on.
David, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate it.
David Christensen is the Senior Director of Congressional Affairs at the Family Research Council. This is Dateline Washington.